Dr. Tracy Leonard, how are you?
Good morning. Great this morning.
All right. So calcium is something that's truly important to our bodies, but it's something that we don't always understand the intricacies of it. You know, there's several forms of calcium. Tell me about that.
Well, there's a lot of different forms of calcium. There's calcium citrate, calcium carbonate, calcium hydroxyapatite, bisglycinate. So a lot of people don't realize, you know, like calcium carbonate is not very well absorbed. It's not one that I use. Calcium hydroxyapatite is the one I use the most because it goes very specific to bone. So if you take too much calcium, it can go into your arteries and go into your valves and cause heel spurs, things like that.
So again, calcium is something we're told to take all the time, but it can be overused and become a problem for you if you're taking too much of it.
Yeah, hypercalcemia can cause, you know, fatigue. It can cause, you know, you got to realize calcium, there's channels in the heart for calcium. That's why we use calcium channel blockers for high blood pressure. So it's not just about bone build.
And also, calcium is notorious for containing lead. Tell me about that.
Well, the thing is, with a lot of the lower-end calciums, they found that when they tested them, about a third of them or more have actual lead toxicity in them. So taking it every day, you can actually build up lead levels that way if you can't clear them.
And especially calcium coming from China, is that right?
Yeah. You know, a lot of the herbs and things coming from China are notorious for this because they still have lead in their gas and everything else. It gets into the soil. It gets in, contaminates everything.
Right.
So they have a lot of contaminants, and they don't really test a lot of their products coming out. There's a lot of pollution in China.
All right. So then they should really look at the labels before they go ahead and purchase their calcium and make sure they're getting it from the right supplier.
They should make sure that it's pharmaceutical grade. They should make sure that, you know, a lot of them will say lead-free. But again, it's also, they can contain mercury, arsenic, cadmium. So you want to make sure that, you know, it's a pharmaceutical product that is actually testing their product for these contaminants.
That's why I love you, Doc, because you do the extra research and find out what's really happening, and it's a key difference, okay? Talk to us about what are the symptoms of somebody who has low calcium in their diet?
Low calcium could be high blood pressure, muscle cramps, brittle and soft bones, or multiple fractures, tooth decay. It's notorious. If your teeth are decaying and you have really poor dentures, you're losing your calcium. It comes from your teeth and your bones when your body has to pull its calcium stores. Heart palpitations. Again, you know, there's calcium channels in the heart, so you can actually end up with heart arrhythmias. And, of course, back, leg pain, insomnia.
And so really, again, we, you know, we talk about this a lot. One thing that's off in your body can mess up just about every part of your body if you don't have it regulated in the right way. So calcium is another one where you have to have just the right amount. Too much or too little can cause serious problems across the board in your body, right?
Yeah, the body and calcium has a very narrow window of where it operates. You know, too high or too low, it can really affect the system. You know, so we look at their levels and we make sure they're optimal. You know, a lot of things can really throw it off. Acid, you know, if your body's acidic, it'll actually lose a lot of calcium. You can actually check the urine for bone loss and calcium loss that way.
Wait a minute. So you can check your urine to check and see if you have bone loss?
Yeah. There's a test that you can do in the urine that can actually see if your body is losing its bone. So when we look at people with osteoporosis and osteopenia, we actually can do this test and see if their body is actually breaking their bone down.
It's very, very fast. Again, I learn something every time you come on every Tuesday. All right. So there are certain medications, too, that actually will deplete your calcium in your body. Tell me about that.
There are some that will actually deplete it. There's some that will actually prevent absorption of it. So a lot of people take antacids. They take PPIs, which are proton pump inhibitors for reflux and things. They will deplete the potassium. A lot of antibiotics will, antibiotics called aminoglycosides will. Things like Levaquin, the quinolones will. Aspirin by itself will actually, prevent calcium absorption properly. Anticoagulants, anticonvulsants, things like that.
So how then, the products that are used to help prevent other things, like aspirin, and then the products that are used for heart medication and gout and this and that. So how do you sort of balance that? How do you get, the medication they need for the certain issues they have without it depleting the proper calcium needed?
Well, one thing that I noticed is, there's a doctor who did an entire book called James LaValle. He's amazing. But what he did is he actually had all the symptoms and side effects of medications tested, and he compared them against nutrient deficiencies they cause. And they matched up about 80% of the time. So what I do when I get a patient is I go through their entire medication list, and I have a reference book that tells me what medications deplete what nutrients. Mm-hmm. And I'll run them down. So if they have medication that depletes five different, the nutrient five times, I know they're going to be very deficient in that nutrient. So I really ramp up that particular nutrient in their body.
And calcium also interacts with certain things too, doesn't it, where it causes issues or something, tetracyclines, that
yeah.
kind of thing?
Certain medications, the biggest one's thyroid. You know, people don't realize if they take their thyroid and they take calcium at the same time, it prevents thyroid absorption. So, you know, again, when I have people on thyroid medications and it's not working, I start asking them how they're taking it. Quinolones, zinc absorption, tetracyclines, it interferes with those medications.
And so that prevents the absorption of the calcium, and that can lead to serious issues like osteoporosis and other things like that.
Exactly. I mean, calcium is one of the leading things that, you know, is our bone matrix. But in order to get calcium into the bone, we also need vitamin D, vitamin K, you know, magnesium. So if you're deficient in one of those other things, you may have calcium in your system, but you're not going to have a, you know, solid bone.
Okay. So let's go through again how you treat a patient, because everybody, if you're listening to this, you're going to then run to peaksofhealth.com and become a patient of Dr. Tracy Linhart, because this is a different approach to medicine that I really love, and I think it's the way it needs to be done. You really spend a lot of time with each patient. When a patient first comes in, tests are done, and you really study those and really go through a lot of different things before you make a determination, right?
Yeah, usually when a patient comes in, you know, they fill out an extensive questionnaire so I can get a really good idea of what's going on before I even see the patient, and then we decide what tests are necessary to get the answers we need. So I have a really good idea just by symptoms. I mean, if you listen to the patient, you can find out what's going on almost 90% of the time.
Aha, but you just said the key phrase. If you listen to the patient, most doctors have got their head down on a clipboard, they spend about 30 seconds, they go out, and they've already predetermined the path of least resistance, what they're going to do for a patient in a lot of cases, and they're doing what's going to be the most cost-effective, the easiest to just treat. But you don't do that. You really take that approach of really looking at the whole patient, looking at them as an individual, and trying to find out, okay, there's an exact cause here for what's happening, and if I can just regulate their system, I can get them back on track, right?
Yeah. I mean, the big difference is, you know, most of the physicians are under the gun. You know, they have to see so many patients a day. I don't, you know, do that because I don't take insurance. And because I don't do that, the patient, I can afford to spend an hour with the patient, you know, so I block out that amount of time. So it gives me the time to get that history.
Wow. So again, a doctor that actually spends an hour with you trying to determine what's wrong, you're not going to get that anywhere else, guys. So you need to go to peaksofhealth.com or call 727-826-0838 to schedule your appointment with Dr. Tracy Linhart at the Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. You can also read her article in the current edition of The Natural Awakenings. It's about the thyroid, and you've got a seminar coming up about that. This is a doctor that educates, finds out what's going on, goes to the latest things and finds out everything, and is a real cutting-edge doctor, and that's why your patients are doing so well, Dr. Linhart.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming and joining us this morning on AM Inspiration, as you do every Tuesday.